Today, APRA and the mystery of the disappearing branches. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, Dale Webster at the Regional, an independent news service for 37% of Australia's population and growing, has written another very important article showing that APRA, the banking regulator, has been picking and choosing which banks it allows to get away with breaking the law by misreporting whether their sites offer cash services provided by a teller. Errors in hundreds of minor and foreign bank sites included in the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority's point of presence data for the year, in fact over the decades, have been corrected over the past 17 months after being exposed by the Regional in May 2021. But two National Australia Bank former branch sites in Geelong and Warren Ponds that only offered customers the ability to withdraw or deposit cash using ATMs were also downgraded to a lesser service channel in this month's annual data release from APRA, after APRA Chairman Wayne Byers confirmed in Senate estimates in April that they did not meet the legislated definition of a bank branch. The Treasurer Jim Chalmers reiterated that they do not meet the legal definition of a branch under the Financial Services Collection of Data Act 2001 in July. But despite this, 14 NAB sites with identical tetherless service models to the Geelong and Warren Ponds branches were left incorrectly classified in this year's data, as were another 11 ANZ, Westpac and Commonwealth sites that operate in the same way. And both APRA and Treasury were aware of these additional sites before the data was released on October the 19th. But when questioned about the inconsistency, APRA gave no explanation. What it did say contradicts what both Mr. Byers and Dr. Chalmers have previously stated. In cases where branches were staffed and offered customers the ability to withdraw or deposit cash using ATMs, APRA considered that those facilities continue to meet its definition of a branch, a spokesman said. ATMs are listed as a separate service channel in APRA's point of presence data. The APRA spokesman said, the legislated definition of a bank branch would be reviewed next year in line with Recommendation 7 of the Regional Banking Task Force. The Regional Banking Task Force was a coalition government initiative announced in the run-up to the federal election. It was widely criticised for being stacked with mainly banking representatives, and its final report was released on September the 30th by the Albanese government at 4:52pm on a Friday night before a long weekend. APRA's comments shed light on the out-of-context Recommendation 7, which could potentially be used to prevent further banks being stripped of the right to call their sites branches if they withdraw teller services and force customers to use ATMs to get cash. A change to the definition of a bank branch, however, would require the drafting of new legislation and reporting standards to replace the current one. Until that happens, Reporting Standard 796 that requires branches to provide face-to-face cash services, including business banking, and classifies ATMs as a separate distinct service channel, is still enshrined in law. APRA does not have the power to change the definition of a bank branch without going through Parliament. And here are the questions that were put to APRA this week in full, accompanied by APRA's response in full. The errors in Bendigo and Adelaide Bank rural bank points of presence data have already been corrected and historic data over several years altered when APRA Chairman Wayne Byers was questioned about long-standing errors in the ADIPOP database by Senator Malcolm Roberts in April this year. The rubber bank errors were yet to be corrected. Senator Roberts, thank you. The Quill Awards for Excellence in Victorian Journalism at the Melbourne Press Club recently awarded journalist Dale Webster a regional Quill Award for her investigation of the true extent of bank branch closures in Australia. The article that was awarded busted layer upon layer of myths being perpetrated by the banking sector. It also blew the whistle on errors in official data that has been published by the government unchecked for decades. So that's your database that they're talking about, Mr. Byers, isn't it? How good is your database? Mr. Byers said, I think the database is fine. The database is the facts that have been reported. I have no reason to think that there are problems with the underlying data. Senator Roberts then said, we have just discussed that a branch is labelled as a branch, even if it doesn't have face-to-face operations. Well, Mr. Byers said, as I've said before, our definition says a branch should have, and you have the definition there, cash, and then there was other face-to-face. That is the definition. That should be the way in which it is. Senator Roberts said, the database is wrong. Mr. Byers said, well, I'm not sure it is, but we can go away and have another look at that question for you. So here are the questions that Dale Webster posed to APRA. Why doesn't Mr. Byers tell Senator Roberts, and by extension Parliament, that APRA was aware of the errors and had already corrected the largest cohort of them by that stage? Another question is, why did APRA report in the 2022 ADIPOP publication that classification errors by Rabobank and another foreign bank had been corrected but made no omission the previous year, that around double the number of errors involving Bendigo and Adelaide Rural Bank had been revised in not only the 2021 data, but in historic data dating back to 2019 as well? Another question, is APRA going to properly inform the industry, general public and media that its points of presence statistics dating back to when the ADIPOP database was first set up 2 decades ago have been significantly over-reporting service levels in regional Australia? And how is APRA going to handle the correction of its statistics dating back to 2001? And again, APRA and the Treasurer's Office were both in possession of a list of other incorrectly classified bank sites owned by ANZ, NAB, the Commonwealth and Westpac before the publication of this year's ADIPOP data. Why did APRA knowingly publish incorrect data? And another question, why did APRA only correct 2 NAB sites that were raised by Senator Roberts and Senator Estimates and left another 14 sites with exactly the same format that it was aware of in this year's data? And given the significance of the reporting errors by the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, Rural Bank and Rabobank, I ask again, she said, will APRA proceed with any disciplinary action under the Financial Sector Collection of Data Act? And question 8, is there anything APRA wishes to say in reply to the fact it has been significantly overstating regional branch numbers for decades due to false reporting by banking institutions? Now, APRA responded, you may attribute the following statement to an APRA spokesperson. Quote, although there are no legal or prudential requirements for Australian banks to own or operate branches or ATMs, APRA collects and publishes data each year on bank branches, ATMs, and other customer service facilities as part of its financial service data collection role. APRA's reporting standards ARS 796.0 points of presence includes a definition of bank branch, which is only used for data collection purposes and does not place any obligation on the bank in regard to whether or how they operate branches. In response to questions about the continued appropriateness of the definition, APRA made inquiries into the data reported by banks, credit unions and building societies for inclusion in the annual authorised deposit-taking institution, the ADI Points of Presence Statistics publication. This included consideration of different branch structures and their alignment to the reporting standard definition. As a result, the latest statistics contain a number of revisions, including the recategorisation of 168 branches as other face-to-face. In cases where branches were staffed and offered customers the ability to withdraw or deposit cash using ATMs, APRA considers that those facilities continue to meet its definition of a branch. And in line with Recommendation 7 of the Regional Banking Task Force, APRA will commence a review of its points of presence collection, including the branch definition, when the points of presence collection is next subject to public consultation in early 2023. So you can see here that APRA has been caught out red-handed. and the data that they are publishing is overstating the true position of the number of branches that are actually really branches. And, of course, this also means that Parliament has been misled as well. Now, it is an interesting observation that APRA continues to claim everything is fine, nothing to see here. But we think this is much more serious. And kudos again to Dale for raising this up and highlighting it. And this, I think, is something that we should continue to watch. The bottom line is this. A branch is somewhere where you can draw cash and not just use an ATM. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.